Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. This is the continued dictation on Clara Micheletti. This section is clinical history. Significant past medical history, symptoms of fainting, 1997, 2001, 2007, 2014, Dr. Mendelsohn, M-E-N-D-E-L-S-O-N, M-D, symptoms of anxiety intermittently since 1990, new paragraph, current therapy. Estradiol since November 2022, 0.5 milligrams once daily. Continued care, 8 years. Mature multivitamin and minerals. Daily for 12 years. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams, one at bedtime for insomnia. Subparagraph, recent readjustment to trazodone transiently and now melatonin more beneficially. Vitamin D2, 2,000 international units once a day, 4 years. Calcium, 600 milligrams a day, 12 years. Fish oil, 1,000 milligrams a day, 2 years. Glucosamine / chondroitin, 2 per day, 2 months. Next paragraph, history of breast lump, history of cataracts, dash infectious disease history, tonsillitis, new paragraph, allergies and sensitivities, none reported. Review, systematic review of systems. General, she reports reduced sleep. EENT, wears hearing aids with hearing reduction, wears eyeglasses. respiratory, no symptoms reported. Good luck. Cardiovascular, no symptoms reported. Endocrine, her skin has become drier. Gastrointestinal, no symptoms reported, with some indigestion. You know what you need to do?
What?
You need to number these pages.
That's a good idea.
Neck, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, history of breast lump removed. Height 5 feet 8 inches, weight 140 pounds. Menarche, age 14. No history of irregular periods. No history of menstrual tension. No history of breast discharge. Mammography not completed. 3 pregnancies, 3 live births. No miscarriages. 2 daughters born in 1957, 1959, 1 son 1962. Sexual function, she remains sexually active with a normal sexual life. No history of discomfort with intercourse, no history of exposures or transmissible sexual disease. Genitourinary, nocturia, hematological. Some history of bruisability, no history of slow healing or excessive bleeding. Locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported. Mental health, history of trouble sleeping, no other symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral or care. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on February 8, 1939. She's 83 years old and right-handed, a former banker. Paragraph, her father died at age 78. Her mother died at age 87. She had two brothers and one sister, all deceased, ages 89, 90. Brother died from a ruptured aneurysm at age 26. Husband is age 85 in good health. One daughter died at age 60. Her other daughter is alive at age 65. Her son is alive at age 60. New paragraph. She did not indicate any family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. Operations, hospitalizations, none reported. Dash, there have been some. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, she reports loss of memory. Head, she denied any symptoms. Neck, she denied symptoms of her back and arm. She denied symptoms middle back. She denied symptoms low back. History of lower extremity weakness that has improved. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, some weakness and pain, improved by Tylenol. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, recent review of systems. She reports a recent history within the last 6 to 12 months, a history of chills, nasal congestion, sinus problems, sore throat, swollen neck glands, and cough. She reports easy bruisability, abdominal pain, diarrhea, blood in the stool, dark tarry stools, hemorrhoids. Syncope, poor sleeping, need for daytime napping, and anxiety. She gave an additional history of dizziness. Poor sleeping and snoring. Anxiety, new paragraph, neurological review systems following her trip and fall injury, bruising her hip and hitting her head. She denied a cephalgia, but the family reports increased levels of serious confusion and difficulty with recollection several weeks ago, which has returned to the baseline. New paragraph, neurological examination. Today, her mental status evaluation discloses difficulty with short-term memory in recollection of recent events. thinking is otherwise logical, goal-oriented, and appropriate to the clinical circumstances. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 by observation are normal. Her motor examination shows normal motor activity, upper and lower extremity, sensory examination deferred, deep tendon reflexes deferred, ambulatory examination fluid, non-ataxic. There's no tremor or rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. Initial diagnostic impression. Longstanding history of dyspnea with clinical symptoms of dizziness, fatigue, and syncope / near syncope. New paragraph. History of mild progressive cognitive decline over the last 3 months to 3 years. New paragraph. Recent history of fall, probable concussion, and mild post-concussive syndrome, - no improved. New paragraph, imaging study findings of cerebral degeneration. Recommendations, subparagraph, no history of seizures or epileptiform activity. Recommendations, today I've given her the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaires to complete for a comprehensive survey of her current capacity. She will complete these and return with those results. A set of sleep disorder questionnaires was also provided to complete as well. New paragraph. We are scheduling her for a high-resolution 3D brain neuroquant imaging evaluation for the nature of her cerebral degeneration. Subparagraph. There are a number of potential etiologies where treatment may be explored. New paragraph. I discuss all of this with Clara and her husband and daughter today, who seemed appreciative of the intervention evaluation. New paragraph. She will be scheduled here for a follow-up appointment as she completes her testing. And in return, new paragraph, I will send a follow-up report with the results of her evaluation with recommendations and plans for further care and treatment. Signed respectfully with my professional signature.